Hello, we have a podcast coming up, and it's on Replay Music 3.35 using JAWS 9. And I'm going to show you the improved settings, dialog box screen, the best I can. And I have Replay Music 3.35 up and running. And I'm on the settings button right now. So let me show you that. I'm going to
shift tab, play track button.
What you do is press your tab key till you hear, or shift tab till you hear the settings button.
Shift tab, about button to activate tab, play track button, tab, settings button to activate.
Any buttons you hear on the main interface of Replay Music 3, do not press your enter key. Press your space bar to activate it. That's important. So we're on the settings button right now. I'm going to press space bar.
Space, Replay Music settings, dialog, input page, seconds, pick a folder, the old recorded file, colon, read only, edit, C, colon, backslash, program, files, backslash, Replay Music 3, backslash, recording, use your reading key to read the text.
Okay, we landed in the settings dialog box, JAWS told us input page. So let me do an insert key for the title bar.
Title is Replay Music settings, pages, input.
It told us page is input. I can do an insert up arrow to hear the first control that I landed inside the input page.
Pick a folder, the old recorded files, colon, read only, edit, C, colon, backslash, program, files, backslash, Replay Music 3, backslash, recording.
Any recordings you make with Replay Music 3.35, the recordings end up in your C colon backslash program files backslash Replay Music 3 backslash recordings. If you want to change the folder where your recordings end up at, this is where you change it. Let's tab one time, and we're going to hear a browse button.
Tab, browse button to activate, press space bar.
So press your space bar and make the changes. It's a standard Windows dialog box. Okay? Let's press tab.
Tab, open folder button to activate, press space bar.
You have an open folder. This takes you directly to your recordings folder, where all your recordings ended up at. Instead of going to My Computer or Windows Explorer and finding the recordings folder. Okay? Let's press the tab key.
Tab, input source colon edit combo audio driver 1 of 3. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
This is important if you're using Vista or anything at the moment. Make sure you have it set to the audio driver. It's the first one on the top, the input source. Let's tab.
Tab, stop recording after idle, colon, edit, 0, type in text.
Stop recording after idle. You really don't have to mess around with this setting, so leave it like it is. If you need to change it, you can change it. Let's press the tab key.
Tab, OK button to activate.
So we landed on the OK button. When you hear OK button, what I would do is press Control Tab to go to the next tab, because you will not hear the tab pages at the top. So we're in the input page right now, and we're going to press Control Tab to go to the next property sheet page, which is splitting page.
Automatically split tracks checkbox checked, so clear checkmark, press space bar.
We landed on a control, but before we do that, let's do an insert T for the title bar.
Title is Replay Music settings, pages, splitting.
And it told us we're in the splitting page. So let's do an insert up arrow to hear the first control.
Automatically split tracks checkbox checked.
Make sure the checkbox is checked if you happen to uncheck it. The default is for this checkbox to be checked. Otherwise, your songs are not going to get split. Let's move on. We're in the splitting page. Let's see what the next control is by pressing our tab key.
Tab, minimum milliseconds of silence between tracks, colon, edit, 1500, type of text.
Let's press the tab key.
Tab, do not record or split track if track less than colon edit, 15, type of text.
Let's press tab.
Tab, second left paranet, right paren, left right slider, 0% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys. Second left paranet, right paren, left right slider, 0% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys.
This is a slider bar.
Tab, use the false button to activate press space bar. Use the false button to activate press space bar.
If you make a mistake, you press on this use default button to get the default settings back. Let's press tab.
Tab, okay button to activate press space.
We heard okay. So let's do a control tab to go to the next page property sheet. Press control tab.
Internet connection uses a proxy server checkbox not checked. So check press space bar.
So let's do an insert T for title bar.
Title it, replay music settings, pages, proxy.
And it told us page is proxy. Let's hear the first control we landed on. Do an insert up arrow.
Internet connection uses a proxy server checkbox not checked.
Uses a proxy server, your internet. I don't, most people don't, so leave it alone. Don't mess it up. Let's press the tab key to see what else is inside the proxy page.
Tab, OK button to activate.
I hear OK, so I know I'm done pretty much. I'm going to do a control tab to go to the output page.
File name format colon edit percent A dash percent P type of text.
We landed on a control edit field box. Let's do an insert T to see if we are in the output page.
Title it, replay music settings, pages, output.
We are. Let's do an insert up arrow.
File name format colon edit percent A dash percent P.
When I say insert up arrow, I'm saying on the numpad key, insert up arrow. It's insert numpad number 8. Okay? Let's hear that again.
Title it, replay music settings, pages, output.
And here, you may want to change one particular area, but I wouldn't really touch anything else. Let's tap.
Tab, track number, file name, digits, colon, edit, two, type of text.
Track number, edit field box, let's press tab.
Tab, record the MP3S radio button checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow. Record the MP3S radio button checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
We landed on the record 2, you got 3 radio buttons. The first radio button is MP3S. The second one, if you down arrow, is wave format. And the last option, radio button, is to record MP3 CD. Okay, let's hear those. I'm going to down arrow.
Record the log radio button checked, 2 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Let's down arrow.
Burn the MP3 CD radio button checked, 3 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
It burned to MP3 CD. Okay, let's up arrow 2 times to go back to MP3.
Record the log, record the MP3S radio button.
But that's
check.
What I want. If you tab.
Tab, 128 kbps radio button checked, 1 of 6. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
The MP3 format, you get 6 different bit rate to record at. Currently, it's at 128.
128 kbps radio button check, 1 of 6.
Let's down arrow.
192 kbps radio button check, 2 of
192.
6. To change the selection, 256 kbps radio button check, 3 of 6. To
256.
Change the selection, check up or down arrow.
You can press your home key.
Home.
Let's see what we get.
256 kbps radio button check, 3 of 6.
So it's actually their radio button, so home and end key will not work. the up arrow.
192 kb, 128 kbps radio button checked. 106.
Okay.
To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
So I have it at 128, and I would leave it there. Don't mess around. Leave it like it is.
Tab CBR radio button checked. 506. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Some other settings here.
Tab VBR radio button not checked. 606. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
VBR is unchecked.
Tab automatic tagging identify song automatically checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Automatic tagging identify songs automatically checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
If you uncheck this checkbox, your the songs you record will not get tagged. So you better leave it checked. Let's tab.
Tab. Show its button to activate. Press spacebar. Show its button to activate. Press spacebar.
If you don't want to see the show hint dialog box every time you start replay music 3.35, uncheck this checkbox.
Tab. OK button. Type in text. OK
We're on
button.
The OK button. Let's see if there's a new page. So let's do a control tab.
Control T.
Oops. Control tab. Not T, Petro.
Pick a folder to hold recorded file colon read only edit. C colon backslash program files backslash replay music 3 backslash recording. Use your reading key to read.
If you're not sure where you're at, do an insert T and you're going to hear input is the page.
Title it. Replay music settings. Pages input.
Pages input. So this the setting dialog box has four pages. I call those tabs. And they are input, splitting, proxy, and output. I showed you all of that. All in PC cursor mode also. Everything's accessible. If you are using Replay Music 3.20 or before or earlier, you're going to have to use a JAWS cursor. So it is worth for you to upgrade, to update. The update is free if you have the Replay Music 2 version. If you are using Replay Music 2, you must uninstall Replay Music 2 first, reboot your computer, and then install Replay Music 3. If you're using Replay Music 3 and you want to get the latest version, you just install over the top. Okay? You just install Replay Music 3.35. over your existing Replay Music 3 version. And that's all I have for today. Any questions? Join the Blind Replay mailing list. Thank you. Now I gotta stop the recording on my other computer.
Graphics 516 recorder recording 13th application S leaving menu replay yes button.